It's time now for All You Ever Wanted to Know, a chance for you to get to know what's going on in and around your community and the fabulous people that make it happen. With today's guest, here's Jordan Patswald.
Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Jordan Patswald. In studio with me today, we have Justine Lutz from LR Future Insurance and Investments. Justine, good to see you.
It's always great to see you, and it's a beautiful day outside. We're definitely looking forward to the change we're experiencing.
Yeah, wow. Who would have thought a day with 30 kilometer an hour winds would be welcomed, but alas, it's much better and calmer than we've had in the last couple days here. Lots of people, I know, tax time, it's all in that process and that fun. RRSP season, that's now behind us for another while. Although if people want to get a head start, they're more than welcome to do so. Go right ahead. But we're going to turn to another topic today.
You bet. Today, I want to talk to you guys about life insurance and how it's offered at the banks and institutions, and then how it's offered independently through brokers. So usually you purchase your home and you're in finalizing all the details, and the bank offers you mortgage insurance. So this will pay off the balance in the event of your premature death. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, that's great. Like, how much does this cost? What is it covering? But how do I know that I'm making the best decision when this offering is just placed and dropped right in front of you at the finalization of your mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
So looking at that and like how to make the best decisions, and I want to go through and highlight some of the key differences between the bank and what you're going to get offered through your mortgage insurance, and then what it looks like when you get yourself an individual term policy.
Yeah, you make a really good point, because often it is really just thrown there at the end, almost like the final sign-off, if you will. And I don't know, if it's a first-time person, sometimes they're scared that, oh no, if I say no to this, does that mean this whole deal is going to fall apart and then I have to start over from the beginning? I think a lot of things settle into the people's minds that they get a little spooked and scared, and then they're just like, oh, fine, whatever, sure, let's go for it.
You bet. And even though, too, like even in that split-second decision where you're in front of somebody and you're not quite sure, it's always good to say yes and take it, but always keep it in the back of your mind to look for other options as well, because like you're definitely not locked into that through your mortgage. You're able to take that off if you decide to get your own. So that's why I do really want to go into the benefits of carrying your own coverage, because it is worth transferring and looking at other options.
All right. Excellent. And I know another thing, too, that makes it like seem like, oh, no big deal. It's often in the grand scheme of things, people don't think it's all that much when dealing in the moment of it, whereas you're right, there could be better offers out there.
That's right. And like the number one thing too is when you're looking at it and based on the rates, and it's solely your first factor is age. So when you're younger, and if you're able to be in the situation where you're purchasing a home and you're looking at starting your life and getting these things in place, purchasing life insurance younger is the best option that you've got and that you can do for yourself, because of the premiums and your ratings and your health is so important when you're young, and it's usually better than all the factors that you're exposed to and prescriptions and things like that as you age. So when you're younger, it's great to purchase because you're looking at a lot better premiums into your future and not being stuck when you're looking at buying it when you're 40. They've almost doubled, they've tripled it by then.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing to consider, because an 18-year-old, for example, if they wanted to jump right on in, get something like life insurance, it would be very wise, although an 18-year-old might think to themselves, well, if I die, well, so what, right? I'm all on my own. I'm all by myself. That might be something that creeps into their head. I'd rather keep that $20 a month for myself, whereas really locking in earlier can be to their betterment down the road.
Definitely. And I really do. I want to share a story to that was told to me. And in this situation, a son had passed away, and he was 2 years into schooling, had some student loans, had a vehicle, which was paid off, which is great. But that student loan was actually transferred and needed to be paid by the mother.
Oh, wow.
And like that was something to her that she was then left not only with the loss of a child, child, but now some financial responsibility that was left and what occurs. So it is, you're exactly right. We have no idea, and student loans, we sign up for it at 18, coming out of high school. That for sure is not something like a home or a mortgage is something else, but student loans, even just looking at those, they need to be, like, they still have responsibility, and that responsibility is transferred to a family member. So when you're saying, oh, I don't really know if I need this, I'm not going to worry about what happens to my possessions, my belongings, I maybe not have enough to need a will, but there are responsibilities that we need to take care of. So this is a perfect instance where with a couple hundred or $1,000 for a student loan, you do want to get those things covered because you are responsible for them even in your passing.
All right. So life insurance, mortgage insurance, it's not technically the same thing, right?
No, and this is where the biggest difference really is the level coverage, which is the individual, and the declining coverage, which is what occurs at a banking institution. So the bank's coverage is based on the outstanding balance of a mortgage. So if you take out a mortgage for $200,000, that's what you're starting at. But as you pay off your mortgage, that balance is declining, but you're still paying the same premium for the $200,000. Whereas if you had your individual insurance, that amount would be fully paid in the event, even though your mortgage has declined.
Okay.
So if you, in 10 years down the road, happen to pass and your mortgage has gone down to, let's say, 180, the bank is going to get paid for their 180 that's left and nothing else. That $20,000 difference is not given to anybody. It's just left and it's not given to you. So really, too, when you go to the level coverage, you are getting that full amount. And if you're going to pay off your mortgage and allocate some of that $200,000 to it, and there's $50,000 left over, that is going to the family, to the beneficiary, or however that family would like to spend that money, they get the full amount. So that is the biggest difference between the bank and your individual coverage, is what your claim amount is going to be paid out at the end.
Are there ever circumstances where someone, just to protect themselves all the more, they'll hold both mortgage and life?
Sure, that's again too, like, your choice of what you want to cover. Like, if you in your mind say that I've got my mortgage covered and I'm going to buy individual for other things, possibly some other loans or outstanding loans, you could do that. They're really, you're getting better coverage through the individual, and you can bundle a lot of that. So there's really no reason to be paying both. But again, it's totally personal choice as well.
All right. Again, you're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Today, we're chatting with Justine Lutz from LR Future Insurance and Investments, talking today about life insurance, mortgage insurance, the differences, what exactly they are covering. And so something like this, people might think mortgage, oh, it all has to go and be dealt with my bank. But it's something that people can easily come on into LR and get themselves taken care of.
Exactly. And I offer to invite you to come in and bring in your mortgage statement if you already have a mortgage, or you're thinking about it and you're hearing, like, what am I really covered for? Because that's the most important, is if you were to have to make a claim on your insurance, you really want to be there because you've paid that money through the years for that coverage, and you really want to feel that security that it's going to be there for you.
I know as well, something that's important for people to consider as well sometimes when it comes to jumping into a type of insurance scenario, questions like, is there questionnaires related to health? There sometimes are things that maybe the bank doesn't ask sometimes, and then turns out later on it becomes an important factor of whether or not money gets paid out sometimes, right?
You're exactly right. That's awesome. Another great difference to point out is that all the underwriting that you do with an individual insurance policy is all done up front. So throughout the application, there are about 50 questions that go through your medical history, your family, anything that's occurred, your hobbies, everything like that. So they really take a full snapshot of you at the time that you're purchasing insurance. Now, if we go over to the bank side, there are possibly 5 questions that they will ask you, and all the underwriting is done at the end when you put in your claim. So if they find something that they're not all of that happy with and decide to deny the claim, they are eligible to do that. And then you're left at the end in a situation that you weren't prepared for or you weren't expecting.
Interesting. Again, we'll continue chatting with Justine. Things we need to be aware of when it comes to life insurance and mortgage insurance. Pros and cons today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We'll be back after this.
The Rock Business Guide, featuring these rock solid businesses.
Safety on the roads this winter is a must. Value Tire offers the largest selection of tires in Yorkton, and their automotive technicians will service your engine, keeping it up and running. Plus, they'll do SGI inspections. Value Tire, Highway 10 East Yorkton.
A better sleep starts at Modern Mattress in Yorkton, the home of the 65-night comfort guarantee, along with Eastern Saskatchewan's only low price guarantee. Locally owned and operated, Modern Mattress, in the former Liquidation World building on Livingstone in Yorkton.
The Rock Business Guide, featuring these rock solid businesses.
A lifetime of success starts with quality education and training from Parkland College and the Trades and Technology Center in Yorkton. Get the hands-on skills that employers demand. In as little as 1 year, you'll earn the tools you need for a career in welding, power engineering, electrical, and mechanical trades. Apply now for classes at the Trades and Technology Center. Find out more at parklandcollege.sk.ca. Parkland College, your college, your future.
Sunrise Health Region works to provide the best services in ways that work for individuals. Telehealth is a program that provides medical consultation and services to rural or remote areas through video conference links. In Sunrise, there are 16 telehealth sites used for clinical appointments, consults, follow-ups, meetings, and education sessions. If you require an appointment with a specific health care provider using telehealth, talk to your family physician. Additional telehealth information is available online at Sunrise Health Region. .sk.ca under Education, Events, and Links, a real-time video conference link, making it feel like you are in the room together.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
And if you have any questions for Justine with LR Future Insurance and Investments, you can call us or call them, 306-783-7737. Totally understandable. If you don't want the world hearing about your situation, they'll be sure to help you out down at the office. Now, Justine, continuing our chat, life insurance versus mortgage insurance, letting people know that yes, just because your mortgage might be through a financial institution, you're not restricted to that financial institution when it comes to getting coverage.
Oh, you bet. And another great point that I would like to highlight is your flexibility and portability with your own individual insurance policy. So looking at it at the bank's coverage is tied to your existing mortgage at the bank that you're at. So your existing location with that one particular bank. So in the event that you have to refinance or apply for a new mortgage in the future, those insurance rates, those life insurance rates, again, will be reevaluated, let's say, in those 5 years. So if your health has changed from even in 5 years from your first mortgage and you need to transfer it now and start a second mortgage, they're going to look at your health, your age, and all that again. So your rates are, again, subject to being elevated and increasing.
So there might be new pre-existing conditions then after 5 years.
Yes. Whereas then if you had your own individual insurance policy and you decided to move, let's say, and you got another home, all you would either need to do if the home was more expensive is add some additional coverage, which, because you've already done your medical and pre-existing, there's no reason to revert back. It is added because of the insurability evidence. And then as well, when you're going through, you don't need to reapply and refinance when you move. If you're satisfied with your amount of coverage, you're able to keep that coverage and you don't need to make any changes, because the amount, if the house is there and your claim needs to go through, then you still have an insured amount that's possible to cover all your debts.
Yeah. Affordability, I know that's a huge question that people might have as well when it comes to life insurance. I know we'd love to get people protected for their whole entire amount of their house, as an example. If it's just not a reality, they're living too close paycheck to paycheck, is the amount of coverage kind of variable depending on everyone's situation?
It is variable, because the type of insurance is also different. There's the term, and then there's permanent. Now, term is very affordable, for it is kept low because you're just buying it for a span of time, whereas the permanent insurance, it is it's got higher premiums, but it is beneficial because that it is guaranteed to pay out because it's not a term. It's not only for 5 years or 10 years. It is permanent for your whole life. So if you pay into a permanent policy for 20 years, you no longer have to make payments and you have, let's say, $100,000 coverage for the rest of your life. So that stays with you. Whereas like going back to the bank, it's solely only with the banks and it doesn't stay with you. You're always going to constantly have to be paying premiums and to attain those terms.
Now, questionnaires as well that get asked to determine someone's health ahead of time, right? There are those that do come about when applying for life insurance. Someone might be really scared out of the wits. They've never had this before. They're 50 years old. They're really kind of terrified that, well, it'd be silly of me to get insurance because if something were to happen to me, oh, I'm sure they'd find a way to decline me because of existing conditions and all the rest. But there is something that can work for everyone, right?
Definitely.
Like there may be higher premiums with something like, is it no questions asked type life insurance?
That we are, again, because we've got so many options to different companies and contracts that we're able to work through with, we're able to have a wide variety of products that also include no questions asked for medical questions. Mm-hmm. Now, you are right about the fact that they're taking on more risk by not asking the questions, so then they're going to reflect that with a higher premium. But if you are in a situation where you do already have a medical condition, there's tons of options out there for you that we can look at and where we can still get you coverage for you and your family in the event that you need it.
So in comparison to the mortgage insurance that's available at a financial institution, a lot of the times it is just one type for all, if you will. That's often what they offer?
Typically, yes. That is how it's offered.
Yeah, so not as much flexibility at all then in terms of what they can offer versus what's available.
Exactly.
Again, then that's when it comes down to something being described as life insurance versus mortgage insurance.
Right. And we also work at LR Future on a needs-based analysis. So we're always looking at and taking a full snapshot of what your financial situation is and what your needs are. And we're never going to go beyond that and try to push something that you do not need. Mm-hmm. We are solely based on providing the best coverage for you in your situation, and we know that everybody's situation is different, so we really want to look at getting the best coverage for you and what's your family needs, not what everybody else's needs, not what your neighbor needs, but what you need.
Now, what's the role of LR then? Say something does happen to a family, they're in that process now of looking to make a claim now for that life insurance. What's LR's role in that, in helping a customer potentially get those funds now?
You bet. So they can either, a member of the family can come and contact me and I can help them start to get the claims process going by filling out some paperwork, as well as they can also go directly to the company that their contract was written with, and they can do it that way if they so choose to. So we're there through every step of the process.
Yeah, willing to go to bat, I guess, knowing the questions from previous encounters too and just how it all unfolds. Obviously, when someone loses a loved one, there's often a lot of questions of like, okay, what now?
Exactly. And that's the thing too, is like a lot of the times there are time frames around how soon you have to contact a life insurance agent after a death or a claim needs to be processed. So it's always good to be aware of that. And like that's the things that I go through before the contract is even delivered, that we go through all the fine details and go through all your concerns and questions, because I know when it comes to life insurance, people always are concerned and have questions about whether they're going to be covered with this or not.
What happens for some people too? Years pass, the house is now paid off, something like $200,000. That might not be necessary to have that kind of amount there anymore. Is there a way to bring it down to a lower amount now that a lot of those big expenses will be covered in the event of a death or something like that?
Oh, of course. We can either start a new term or start a new contract to bring it down, or again, to in the event of decreasing, you can also increase your coverage or take a term policy and convert it to a permanent policy. So again, too, these are options that you do not have at the bank as far as converting and the flexibility. because those are the extras that we know that our people are concerned with. And life is not a constant uphill. It's not a decrease. It's ups and downs. And you want to make sure that you're working with a life insurance agent that understands right. those changes in your life so that we are adjusting the premiums and the coverage according to what you need.
Now, if someone does want to keep an amount, we use $200,000 steady throughout for as long as their days on this earth, if you will. Is there a way that someone can see that, okay, 5 years down the road, your premiums will be this much, 10 years from now, it'll be this amount? Is that available for them to see on that initial signing, or does that get reevaluated?
No, they are, we go through a process where if they are purchasing a term for, let's say, 10 years,
okay.
I then am able to show them financial projections of the next 10, 20, and 30 years of how their premiums are affected as they age. And that's actually one of my big presentation pieces is when I look at term, because term is inexpensive off the start, but then, like I said, once you're getting older, those premiums, because it's just for a term, starts to double or triple in some cases. So for the first 10 years, you might be paying $20, but for the next 10 years, if you start a new policy and take out a new mortgage, then those rates are again going to be more than they were when they were 10 years ago.
Okay, good to know, and good for people to be aware of when dealing with a lot of these things. And as we've alluded to, life insurance, that amount that gets paid out stays the same as long as that's what the person wants it to do, versus a mortgage insurance, which basically the amount you're paying might stay the same, but in reality, the coverage drops just as the mortgage cost ultimately falls as the mortgage is being paid off.
Definitely. And just, I know as we're nearing the end of our show, I do want to go over again some of the major differences between an individual policy versus at the bank.
Okay.
So with an individual policy, you're protecting your family. You're protecting you and your loved ones. Whereas at the bank, you're protecting your mortgage payment. So that protects the bank and ensuring that the bank is receiving their money. And again, to the individual policy, it is controlled by you and only you. Whereas again, at the bank, it's controlled by the bank and it's issued by them. With an individual policy, it's fully portable. Like I said, it's transferable to any home. At the bank, it runs out when the house is sold or traded or as you refinance and make those changes accordingly. With an individual policy, it's flexible. Upon death, your family has the option of paying off the mortgage, or you can invest the funds. Like I said, you can use the differences of what you have, or it can be divvied up amongst family members. It's totally up to you. Whereas, again, at the bank, it's inflexible. The mortgage must be paid off regardless of interest rates and other investment opportunities. Individual insurance allows you to shop for better interest rates when your mortgage renews, where again at the bank there is not a whole lot of shopping. They kind of present you with an option and that's what you're left with. Individual policies, you've got a choice of better plans and benefits. At the bank there are limited choices because they offer their products. Individual insurance, the choice of amount of coverage and face amount does not decrease as the mortgage is reduced. So this is where it is the level and the declining balance at the bank, where the coverage must be equal to the insurance amount or the mortgage amount, sorry, and it decreases as the mortgage is reduced. So your premium does not. So you're still paying the same amount of coverage, but you're not getting the same amount of coverage upon the claim.
Mm-hmm.
Again, too, your coverage is convertible and renewable with an individual policy. At a bank, it's non-convertible. This is another thing, too, with an individual policy. It is more stable as they allow you grace periods if you aren't able to make a payment, whereas your life insurance at the bank is tied to your mortgage payment. So in the case that you miss a mortgage payment, your life insurance is also available to collapse with that mortgage payment as well. So you have more grace periods with an individual policy than a missed mortgage payment. And lastly, you are dealing with an individual insurance policy. You're dealing with expert advice. You deal with a professional insurance advisor about insurance and all coverage that can be through one broker. Whereas at a bank, you're dealing with a banker about insurance matter and the insurance coverage is spread. So those are the key differences between individual and the bank insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, I really want to invite you guys, if you're questioning this or you have any thoughts, or even if you're just curious and you want to discuss some different scenarios, I invite you to bring in your mortgage statement or any scenarios that you might have, and I'd be more than happy to talk with you and see if I can even potentially find you some money savings.
Okay, wonderful. Justine Lutz again has been our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know with LR Future Insurance and Investments. If you want more information, feel free to stop and see them on 7 Broadway Street, West or East. I know they're really close to each other anyways, Justine. Is it the west side, I think?
We're on the west side, yes.
There you go. Even then, 7 East isn't that far away. But you can also give them a call, 306-783-7737. That'll be our program for today. Once again, Justine, thanks.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. This has been All You Ever Wanted to Know for today. Until next time, have yourselves a wonderful day and be blessed.
Thanks for listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you or your organization would like to appear on the program, call Jordan at 306-786-7625. All You Ever Wanted to Know. Only on The Rock 98.5.